Are you ready?
Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website, metalmayhemroc.com, or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic, and welcome to this week's show. As always, Thursday nights, new episodes drop. Visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website. There you'll find direct links to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever way you get your content. It's there. Download past shows. Do us a favor. Follow the podcast on the downloads. Leave a review. That kind of stuff helps the bottom line. Subscribe to the email weekly newsletter. The big thing with that is it's a way for us to stay in touch with you. But more importantly, it gets you in the drawing for giveaways. Every couple weeks, we give away product we get from record companies, publicists, you know, extras, freebies. We just pass it along to you. So sign up for the email newsletter and get yourself automatically in the drawing. Tonight's show, we're doing a profile of our media partners. We have our show on many different platforms, and one of those is a digital broadcast network called WLFE. It's WLFEDB.com for short, and it's out of Ontario, New York. When Mark and I started this podcast several years ago, this was the first operation that we got involved with. They're our old friends, and throughout the last few years, they've grown up just like we have. Now they host close to 12 to 13 different types of podcasts, as well as video casts. So a couple weeks ago, I got invited to be on a show called Talking with Teddy with Ted Wolf, the program director and one of the founders of WLFE. And we talked about some of the early days of Metal Mayhem ROC, but more importantly, where our podcast is today. And within part of that, we were discussing our new relationship with ThatMetalStation.com. Now, ThatMetalStation.com is the internet heavy metal radio network that our radio show is on. The guys over at TMS, we call it, or ThatMetalStation.com, they're great guys. Their product is fantastic. So I interviewed Mike Tyler, one of the two owners, over the fall. So we're going to rebroadcast that interview, and we're just tying everything all together tonight. It's a good way for you folks to get exposed to some other programming that's going on, but more importantly, support the Metal Mayhem ROC brand and support our media partners. Both of these outfits are fantastic. I can't say enough about what Ted Wolf has done over at WLFE DB Radio and Mike and John over at ThatMetalStation.com. They're second to none. I'm not saying that just because we have a show there. I honestly feel that way. Before I got back into internet radio, I did a lot of research, and I consider it an honor to be with that group. So we're going to lead with the Ted Wolf interview, and then I'll have the Mike Tyler interview a little later. Metal Forever Mark, he's on assignment. He'll be back in the studio in a week or so. So let's hear it. Ted Wolf, WLFE. I'm the Vernomatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Hey, listen up.
Now get that popcorn ready and grab a seat.
Do it!
As the Vernomatic and Metal Forever Mark present this week's feature interview, exclusively here on Metal Mayhem ROC.
So why don't you talk about your show, tell us everything about your show, John, and how things are going, and what's happening, man?
Well, thank you for inviting me tonight. It's an honor to be here catching up. And Jenna, nice to see you. You look great.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Okay, well, Metal Mayhem ROC is the brand. And like Ted started couple years ago, Metal Forever Mark, my partner on the show, and I were old friends from back in the 80s, high school, and he moved back to the area, and we started going to some rock and roll heavy metal shows together, and we sort of connected, and we created a podcast, and that's where we met up with Ted and everyone over at WLFE. So the first year we're getting our feet wet and learning the technology and, you know, getting into it. Well, what happened was we really took it and really got experienced, and we sort of, now you can see I have a studio at my house, and we rededicated ourselves to creating content every week, working on the SEO, all the backline stuff that you really need to do to grow what we're trying to do here. But we really expanded into interviews. And really what happens is every show is an interview now with national acts. And it's really blossomed. I personally strive to present a professional, top-notch audio presentation. I work with professional audio imagers, so it's not two guys sitting in their basement doing Wayne's World. That's the last thing I want to...
I love that.
That's the last thing I want to represent. And through the growth of the show, it's really shown. The numbers don't lie. And part of what we like to do with WLFE is they're part of our network. We're proud to be here. Our main mothership is still the Freedom Digital Network, but we've migrated over to Podbean. That's our main host for the podcast. But WLFE, there's content on there every week. In all our imaging, our audio imaging, the end of our show, it's mentioned in there, the beginning of the show, and throughout it, I still drop in the LFE bumpers. What I wanted to talk about today is an exciting platform that we've introduced into the brand is a live radio show. It's Metal Mayhem ROC Live. There you go. And that's Monday nights on thatmetalstation.com. Now, thatmetalstation.com, it's a 24-hour live heavy metal network. And they have jocks all the way around the world doing live shows. And when there's no shows, then Sam, that's the name of the program, takes over and music is played all the time. And it's really cool because there's an interactive chat room. You go in there and you interact with the guests, you know, request on demand, interaction. And it's a lot different than radio from years ago. So the combination of the two, the platform and the brand has really grown to the point where I'm very proud of it. And I'm excited about what's going on in 2021.
It should be, because I mean, John, when we met, I mean, it's been a while. And when you guys started out, I mean, there was just, it was crazy. Yeah. You know, you've grown so much with what you're doing right now. I mean, I remember you were a little bit like computer illiterate and everything else at that time.
Yeah.
And you know, now you're doing everything. It's amazing on how much that you do. And you've made this thing that you've created just grow massive. And it's great.
Well, thank you. And part of it was when COVID came around. When COVID came, people are like, people were binging on Netflix and this and that. I'm like, you know what? I'm in my early 50s. I've worked in the service industry for years, and I never really learned computers. I just didn't know how a computer really worked. You know, I tell a funny story when I tell the story. One time, my son walked by me. This is years ago. And he's like, "Dad, what are you doing?" I was writing down addresses to put back into the computer. And when he showed me copy and paste, you know, I thought I was the second coming of Bill Gates. So...
Is there a better way? Tell me if there is, because I copy and paste all the time.
No, well, Jenna, I was literally writing it down, like on a pad of paper, and then typing it into the browser. So,
oh boy!
Yeah, so I,
old school.
Yeah, I've hired a technology coach. We meet via Blue Tower Tech. He's taught me. Now I have a laptop. I have a PC. I'm doing, you know, audio editing, all this stuff. And, well, Ted, you know, now I'm not afraid. If I were to go back up into the LFE studios, I'd be able to do the 6-step procedure to go live.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, I enjoy what we do. We're growing it. And just like you, the rest of you folks, it's what you put in is what you get out.
And that's the biggest thing about it, though. I mean, if you just sit back and you don't, you know, throw your ads out, if you don't, you know, post something about what you're doing, nobody's going to know about it. You know, you really need to do your homework and get that stuff out there. And I'll tell you, John has done such an amazing job at it.
Well, thank you. I went to YouTube, and I'm one of those that I need to know why. Why does something work? It's not so much, you know, how do we get to the end? I don't concentrate on the problem. Let's work on the solution. So I'm like,
right.
How do we get these numbers up? And I would go on YouTube and I would watch these podcasts and YouTube coaches. And there's a lot of them. And I'm going to give him a plug. It's Shannon Hernandez. It's he goes by the Shan Man. Now, the Shan Man is a radio jock on a Arizona rock station. And he also does podcasting, producing, coaching. He has, like I said, a YouTube channel. And I would watch the Shan Man all the time, and it would cover all kinds of topics. And one of them was the whole thing of SEO. It's like, what is SEO? Well, it's search engine optimization. And it's when you're in the podcast world versus the YouTube world, it's apples and oranges. In the podcast world, it's still text-driven. That's what Google still looks for keywords. And I didn't understand. I'm like, well, what do you mean? How do you do a title? And I started watching the Shan Man, and then I finally sent him an email, and I spent the money, and I did a consultation. And there I am. I wrote down all my questions, and I'm like timing it out. I'm like, if I could get, you know, a question and an answer every 90 seconds, I could get. And after 15 minutes, he said, John, we're not hanging up on this phone call until you're completely satisfied. Hour and a half later, nice. And it was Christmas Eve. It was the best Christmas gift I got in years. Now we're friends. He's helped me with the website. We have the email newsletter. Our list is in the hundreds. But it still goes back to the one bit of advice I could have is just each week, find one bit of your operation, address it, and make it better. It's like shoveling a snow pile. You're not going to get the whole pile in one shovel, one at a time. And after a while, just put the work in.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Exactly. Now, I was there when you did, I wasn't there at the studio, but Last in Line, you did the interview with Last in Line right at the studio.
Yes. Last in Line. It's Last in Line is a band made up of veteran rock and roll and metalers that made up Ronnie James Dio's recording band from back in the day. Well, Ronnie James Dio passed away, but the remaining members formed a side band called Last in Line after one of Ronnie's famous albums. Now, these were the guys that recorded the album and wrote the material. So Mark and I, Metal Forever Mark and I, we were at the time dipping our toe in club-level promotion and brought the band to Rochester. We paid for them to come up here. We were the promoters. Part of the contract was we brought them in a day early to do a live broadcast at the WLFE studios. And there we were. It was like our third show. And these guys are rock stars. These guys are, well.
Oh, yeah.
It went great. We became friends. We did the show. Well, the funny thing is, you say that this week's show is a interview with the drummer of that band, Vinny Appice, because he's a member of the band Black Sabbath. And they just released Rhino Records just released the remixed reissue of these two classic albums.
Oh, wow.
Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell, and The Mob Rules. And we had Vinny on the show again. You know, I sent him the email, and he, within half an hour, he got back to me. He's like, John and Mark, how the hell are things up in Rochester? And, you know, we did the interview, and he was, I think we spent more time off air than actually interview. And that's one of the things that we've really done is built this relationship. And time again, when we do these interviews, I'm very courteous and thankful for these publicists and record companies that have extended themselves to us.
Yeah.
And when we do the finished product, I always send back a finished product link. And so many times I get an email saying, you know how many times people don't do that? That they don't even thank you or the finished product, you know? And it just trickles down. So that's part of the reward that I've gotten doing this. And Ted, don't sell yourself short, because this operation that you have going on is fantastic. Because as a part-time hobby, it turns into a full-time passion. And, you know, it's when I got the email you wanted to do this, I'm excited to do it. And just, you know, congratulations on the three channels you have going on and all these other streams. And you're welcome. And a sidebar, thatmetalstation.com is also found on Roku on Get My Radio app. So a lot of these platforms are migrating to the living room and, you know, on their streaming service. And it's just, we all work together, and it's a credit to all of us. So congratulations.
Yeah, it is. And we all have to. I mean, and you know, my whole thought process, like when John talked about developing WLFE, I was like, yeah, cool. I mean, and he kind of focused it and you know, molded it around Paratalk Radio. And then, you know, I was like, why? Let's make it bigger. Let's make it, you know, let's bring in other people. So pretty much he told me, he goes, you have free reign to do whatever you want. And that's why I reached out to like Mike with Where's My Sage? Because paranormal was my life at that point. So I brought in other paranormal shows. And then I went out to the LGBTQ community with people like Jade, and then we got Across the Pond, and then, you know, we ended up with T-Roy and Everything Yet Nothing. And then, you know, it's just expanded. And, you know, I love the fact that we have a nice, you know, tight knit little family here. 'Cause that's what it's like. I mean, everybody promotes everybody. Don pretty much promotes everybody too. I mean, he's kind of like my little helper. I don't tell him that, but he's like my little helper. He, you know, he does things. So,
well, it's about time you get a little help.
Yeah. You know?
Yes. Ted is one of the hardest workers I know. Everyone out there, just know that he works his butt off to make sure you guys have something fabulous to listen to. And the people on his network that he's working, he's doing a great job.
Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate that. Welcome.
It's true, Ted. You really work hard. You've done so much. It's beautiful what you've done.
You know,
I just want people to be able to get heard. I mean, everybody has something to bring. You know, everybody's got something.
Let me just say, it was so nice to see you. I will definitely see you again, and I'll be watching.
Hey, yeah, I hope you know, this metal stuff isn't, you know, there was a hard act to follow the previous two, but we keep it heavy. And, you know, like you said, Ted, we're all part of the family. We're
right.
You know, and I'm proud of it. That's the thing. I've always been proud of our relationship. So well,
thank you, John. That is awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
You know, out of the four, within the four of us that started this all out, between John, you, Mark, and, you know, it's just between the four of us, it's like you and I are the only two left.
Well, you know, we do our best. I don't know.
It was kind of an inside joke. But it's kind of fun. All right, John. Well, thank you so much for joining us again.
Jenna,
you know,
take care.
It's always a pleasure.
Ted, we'll
talk soon. Make sure you reach out to Dom, because Dom wants to have you on his show.
Yeah, I will. All right. Keep it heavy.
All right. All right. See him, brother. Yep. So John's awesome. I seen it when he just started out right from ground level, and he's basically taken his show, everything that he's got, and just went,
wow,
you know, made it grow. And it's amazing.
He's very, very well spoken. I just thought, wow, you know, it's really easy to listen to him. He's very well spoken. He's very intelligent. And I cannot wait to turn his show on.
WLFE TV Radio.
Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution. That's right, no alcohol, but more effective. Manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin. Safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit Metal Mayhem MetalMayhemROC.com or MetalForever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the FreedomX checkout store for a show discount. Now, back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
So let's introduce the Metal Mayhem ROC, Mike Tyler of ThatMetalStation.com. Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Oh, hey, Vernon Manick. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
So you got a heavy metal internet live radio network. Tell us about it and what's going on over there.
Oh, wow. Well, to give you a little history, I joined the station in 2015. It was started by a guy by the name of Scott Green. And I joined. Then I became a co-owner about a year into it, and I've been there ever since. Now, Scott's taken a leave of absence, but we also have our other co-owner, John Morris, also known as Duckett. We've been going strong. I mean, we've got several DJs, a whole slew of shows, and a lot of our DJs are also involved with podcasting as well, because with internet radio, it's similar to podcasting, but it is different. With podcasting, of course, it's recorded, and there are certain things you can do on a podcast that you can't do on internet radio, and vice versa. But it is actually www.thatmetalstation.com. That is where you can find them. Now, we have live DJs. We don't always have them around the clock. We do have what was called the auto DJ, which has got a bunch of music loaded up on it. So there's music playing 24/7, but then we have several live shows throughout the week.
Tell us about the type of shows you have.
Well, sure. First of all, let's see. I'll just go through what we usually do during the week. Starting Monday, of course, I have a show. Now, it's not my main show, but I do a show on Monday mornings called Monday Morning Madness with Metal Mike. That's my handle, DJ Metal Mike. And then we've got Belligerent Time with Chewy. He comes on after me. My show's from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Chewy's is 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we've got The Brutal Truth with Savage Annie. And each DJ kind of brings their own flavor and their own thing. You know, like with Belligerent Time, it's a lot of extreme metal. Same with Savage Annie. She plays a lot of really, really heavy stuff. Walter's Wall of Woe on Friday. Very, very extreme metal. But we also have people like Sarah's Invasion with Sarah, and she's on during the weekend from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where she's all about the independent and underground. We have on Tuesdays, we have the Big Bushy Power Hour with Big Bushy, who's my podcasting partner on a podcast I do with him known as The Plug. And Bushy, his show's like all over the place. We kind of let him get... Most of all the DJs are going to play metal, and then there's going to be like certain types of metal. Like my nephew, DJ Kane, on Sundays, he does a show that's primarily with power metal. And he'll play some thrash metal and, you know, old school traditional metal as well, but it focuses more on the power metal subgenre. And we have certain DJs that do that as well. Brian Davis with the Bad Beat, which is on Wednesday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Blues-based hard rock, and metal. We have a guy who does a punk rock and hardcore show called A Reasonable Volume with DJ OCD. We also have the lead singer from Thrash or Die, Dr. Fuck. He has his own show, the Dr. Fuck Show, F-U-K-K, and that's from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we got a lot of variety of different shows, a lot of different DJs. I'm very proud of this station, especially seeing where it how it's grown since I've joined it till now. I mean, we have several DJs with the station. We've got Dr. Evil's Metal Surgery, which is also on Sundays as well. He also does a Tuesday show. We got Chaos Reigns with Dale Chaotic, and he plays a lot of different stuff. He used to do a strictly doom metal show or stoner metal show, but now he's kind of went into a lot of other different directions. Like my show, the Friday night show I do, the Metal Mike Show, I play all kinds of metal of all kinds of different subgenres. And my show's from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday nights.
Now, when they're not playing any of the specialized jocks from that metal station, the automated music, what kind of selection are you going to find on that? Do you guys program the automated selections, or is it a variety wheel that's just generated by the computer?
We do program it, but what we try to do is put in different. The thing that's funny about auto DJs, you could go from like Abhorrent Deformity to Aerosmith like that. I gave the auto DJ a nickname. I call it the DJ that never sleeps because it's on 24/7 unless there's a live DJ on. We're cast of characters here at that metal station. We're pretty crazy. You know, we like to bust each other's chops and have a lot of fun. And it's just a lot of fun, you know. And then also we use the station to plug our DJ's podcast and vice versa, you know. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, that's what attracted me to that metal station, the ability to cross promote and for myself and the Metal Mayhem ROC brand to associate ourselves with a quality, high-end metal outfit like yourself. And, you know, we're really looking forward to this new partnership for the Metal Mayhem ROC audience to expose them into live internet heavy metal. So we're looking forward to becoming part of the team. And we hope you folks are looking forward to the Metal Mayhem ROC live radio show.
Oh, for sure, dude. I'm totally stoked to have you. I've listened to your show a few times, man. I'm honored that you kind of, you know, because I remember you were coming into the chat room and interacting with us. And at that time, I didn't know you had a podcast. I didn't really know anything about you, you know. And as we got talking and everything, and, you know, you liked the station and you were really into what we were doing. And then, you know, you sent me a link to your podcast and I listened to a few episodes and I loved it. I was totally agreeing with you on the one episode where it was the one you did with Rat versus Dokken. I like Dokken, but I'll take Rat over Dokken.
Well, thank you. My partner on the podcast, Metal Forever Mark, he's a big Dokken fan. And
oh, hey, I love me some Dokken. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, if I had to pick gun to head, I'm going to pick Rat.
Okay, well, I'll put that into tally. So again, the station is thatmetalstation.com. We've been talking with Mike Tyler, one of the main owners of the station. He has a couple shows on throughout the week, as well as 7 to 10 other jocks from around the country and the world abroad.
Yes, very much. We are a global station. Thank you for mentioning that.
A global station. And again, it's 24 hours. One of the major reasons that I really liked this outfit was it's real easy to get to. It's thatmetalstation.com. Mike, thanks for coming in today, and we look forward to catching up with you as 2021 comes and further on.
Oh, definitely, man, and thank you for having me on. It's been a real honor.
All right,
thank you.
Take care, buddy. And there you have Mike Tyler. He's one of the two owners of thatmetalstation.com. Great internet radio network. Specialize in heavy metal, hard rock. Some of the shows dabble in some punk, but all the jocks are from around the country as well as the world. You know, one of the guys is in Australia. We have another jock in the UK. And, you know, a lot of different types of shows. You got some of the brutal stuff. You have some of the classic stuff, some of the underground and unsigned. You know, it's just a nice spectrum of programming. Top of the hour was Ted Wolf from WLFE DB Radio. That's where we got our start and one of our platforms where our product is at. So I want to thank you for joining us tonight. Remember, Monday nights, the radio show is on thatmetalstation.com. Yours truly hosts it 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There, again, you have the interactive chat lounge. Go in there. We talk metal, get requests out to you. It's pretty cool. My partner in all this, Metal Forever Mark, he's been real busy with some exciting personal business projects he's working on, but he gave me his word he's going to be back in the fold sooner than later. So we welcome him in the next couple weeks. So that's about it. Next week, we'll be back with new shows. For Metal Forever Mark, I'm the Vernomatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC, and as always, folks, keep it heavy.
Metal for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone, even your non-metal friends. Catch us next time on WLFE DB Radio.